Mermaid and the Lion. Mermaid and the Lion. Mermaid and the Lion.
Angel, how long we've been doing this?
Together or just in general?
Well, I took over the recording and the producing. How long has it been now? Almost 2 years?
Well, we are still embarking upon a year and a half, so it's been over a year. It won't be 2 years until next April or May.
And this feels like almost, man, it feels longer than that, I tell you.
But it hasn't been.
It's crazy. And you know what? In that time, we've never had a technical issue to where we couldn't deliver.
This is true.
Usually, if we don't deliver, it's due to, just life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been due to a technical issue yet. So this is a first.
A first.
We didn't air because Angel fell asleep. See, I already fixed the technical issue.
Did he tell me that?
I did tell you that.
No.
You said, hey, we're ready. Let's go.
You said we can record right now, but if you don't feel like it, and I was thinking to myself.
You weren't thinking anything. You were asleep.
So you woke me up to talk to me and I can't think in those moments?
Look, I've heard you say a whole bunch of gibberish getting up, so I don't think so. I think you need a few more seconds to reboot.
What kind of gibberish have I said?
The other day I was asking you something, and you said something that made no sense at all. I don't remember what it was, but it had nothing to do with what I was asking you. So I knew you needed a moment to reboot and kind of get up.
I'm not a computer.
I'm serious, man. It was, I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Let's go back to sleep, man. Go back to sleep, yo. It's good. We're good. We won't have to call tonight. Mm. So, but yeah, man. So, really?
No, Gaza.
Even though that's the only technical, that's really not the thing to stop this.
That's not true. It was that because whenever he fixed it, it was hours later and already almost the next day. So I fell asleep because I was waiting for hours.
And that night we was, hold on a second, because Wednesday night.
It was the night that we were interviewing.
That's right.
No, wait.
No, that was Thursday. Wednesday. I can't for the life of me figure out why we didn't air
why
on Wednesday.
Why didn't we do it on Wednesday?
Were we too tired?
Oh.
I'm like having a hard time. It's like blur right now.
I'm feeling very confused.
You got too much going on.
Oh, I know why. It did happen like this. So it was on Wednesday that we had the tech issue. And then on Thursday, when we could have recorded, we were interviewing the city council members.
And it was too late by the time we got done because the council members were having issues joining the meeting and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, there it goes.
Yep. So it was a little journey, but whatever. We made it.
We back.
That is good. And this is the joy of having multiple podcasts at once.
Hey, I'm doing just fine.
You are?
Oh yeah, I'm rocking it out, man.
All right then.
I love the grind.
He likes the grind.
I love the
grind. You guys
grinds.
Remember?
I don't like it. I love the grind. Yeah.
So he said this. He said it for the camera, and I'm going to record this piece so that when he's telling me all kind of random stuff, that
and stuff like what? What am I going to tell you?
Whatever the
what's
going to
change
is.
From I love the grind. You're the one always falling asleep.
What? I fall asleep in the nighttime. That's when humans are supposed to go to sleep.
Man, come on, Angel, man.
Is it or is it not when humans should sleep?
Look.
I'm just
sleep when you're dead, okay?
No, when you're dead, you're not sleeping because your spirit lives. To be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. Mm, so just because my body no longer has my spirit, does it mean that I'm sleeping? That means that once I have left this world, I have gone to a new world where my spirit is free and alive always. I'm not bound by the constraints of this flesh.
Come back to this world real quick.
Okay.
Let's keep it here.
Because I still have flesh, obviously.
Anyways, man, appreciate everybody rocking with us. As you always do. You know how we roll, man. We always come back. We're like a boomerang. We always fling back. And she's yawning. You hear that shit? She's yawning. You hear that? It's a yawn. That was a yawn.
I did just yawn.
And she was doing that when we was actually interviewing the council people. So she couldn't help herself but to keep yawning. And I'm looking at Angel like, man, are you really yawning right now? Come on.
I didn't yawn during the interview. It wasn't until afterwards.
It was those side yawns. It was like.
But listen, no, not during the interview. I didn't yawn once during either interview.
No.
It wasn't until afterwards when we had to wait the extra time that I started yawning.
Because it was late and I was tired.
Well,
you could not help those yawns. I could tell you couldn't help. No,
God said, "Hey, you want some water? You want me to get you some water?
Keep this chick up, y'all, because I don't want to be taught like I don't mean it's like that." But anyway,
you want some water, girl? So yeah, there's that.
Yeah, man. So lots of podcasts.
A lot of podcasts. Ton.
Are we grinding out here on these Stonegrass streets?
Look, another podcast. But he's talking about on these podcast streets. So we do have a lot of projects going on. Only two of them are hyperactive right now. I like to consider all of our podcasts active in some capacity because I'm always thinking about them and what we could do.
Here's the thing, yeah. A lot of people like, why are you doing so much podcast? Like, why are you doing this podcast, that podcast? Even when you build an empire, you're going to have a lot of components. Mm. And you gotta sow that seed early from the beginning and build the foundation up to allow for it to grow.
We're planting 25,000 million seeds.
And it's growing.
They are growing.
And they're growing. And each one of our podcasts are doing better than the traditional, you know,
and that part's true too.
The normal stats and stuff like that. We're well past down all of our podcasts. So we're doing the right. Building an empire, man. We're building a network. A network. So, man, we on that grind.
Right.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I just was thinking, because I was about to say something and it could be taken as shady, so I'm not going to say it. That's all.
The mermaid and lion, say your piece, man. This is what we do here, man.
No, what the hell is on our mind, man?
What's up?
It was just like this podcast person. I don't like this being used as the standard for, I don't know, it kind of annoys me because, I don't know. Either way, they were talking about how many listens they had and they were like, I have this many listens, so... Yeah, this or that and that. And the other person was like, yeah, and I have this many listens and this or that. And I just think about, I know there's been multiple times where you're like, let's post our listens. But that's the thing. I feel like it's weaponized. It's not necessarily like a celebration for getting to this point. It's my listens. So this and that. And what I have learned and what has been really very strongly learned in the past few weeks since we've been doing Stonecrest Weekly, because it is our smallest podcast and it's our most profitable podcast. So you could have 10,000 listens, you could have 100,000 listens.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you're paying attention to who your audience is, drill down and hone in on that, and then you will
see. And listens don't mean a damn thing unless you have a true fan base and you have true supporters, right? Well, who believe in what you're doing.
There's two ways that listens matter. So like there's people like on a road to get to 100,000 or a road to get to 200,000. That doesn't mean anything. It's really, those numbers matter if they're way larger than being on the road to getting them, meaning within 1 month you're getting 50,000 downloads on one episode. That's when you're really pulling some weight and they start mattering. Getting to 100,000 downloads doesn't matter for the big brands where you could truly monetize on them. They care about how many people are going to be hearing their commercials, hearing about their brand per episode that you release.
Oh, man, for our space, that's like less than 5%. It's probably even hitting that hitting that number right there.
Right. There's only a few podcasts out there that are probably, well, I'm going to say, let me stop. There's probably only a few Black podcasts that are reaching that number, and that would be like Faith McQuinn's podcast and then Eric Dizzy's podcast.
Yeah, and they've been in the game for a minute, so they've been rocking since the beginning of this. Right. I would even go as far to say that they have a hand in the formation of this thing, right?
Because they're indie podcasts, not big budgets. You know, Issa Rae, I could probably say that her project was indie when she released it, her audio drama. But right now,
she was already big time.
She wasn't already big time. She was like kind of like YouTube famous, but she didn't have Insecure on HBO or a lot of the movie or writing deals when she did it. So that's why she did the second podcast when the last Insecure season came out, because it was kind of like a full circle. Based off of who she was.
Okay.
So right now I'm hearing a lot of audio dramas that are coming out, and they are celebrity driven podcasts with really huge studio budgets. And now all the indie podcasts are somewhat overshadowed by these larger ones. Like even today when I was listening to Black Widow, there's a new one that Eric was advertising with Chloe Bailey in it. The young girl, you know, the video that you just saw. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. Yeah. Or whatever, however it goes. You know, so her, she's in an audio drama. And obviously there is Brownsville with Lawrence Fishburne and Lorenz Tate and all them. These are big, huge studio projects with a lot of money behind them. Mm-hmm. Not movement, dog, money. No,
there's a lot of movement in the space.
There's a lot of people trying to get in the space. Oh, yeah, Charlamagne and Kevin Hart are trying to move into the space. So obviously we're in the right wheelhouse. The difference between us and them is exposure. Having the money to put your show in front of the right people.
That's a fact.
And so we're very excited. So shouts out to the Black indie pods that have been able to make traction.
Adjust yourself.
Adjust myself.
Because when I'm looking into the camera, you looking way over there.
Oh, my bad, everybody on Patreon. All right, so I'm going to adjust yourself. I thought like my boob was out or something. Like adjust yourself.
You were looking off into the wilderness somewhere.
The wilderness. I guess I was in the wilderness.
Gotta keep your eyes on the camera. They gotta see you, baby. They gotta see you, now.
Nobody's trying to see me. That's how I feel.
Don't do that.
That's how I feel.
We don't do that. Don't do that.
That's how I feel. Anyway, so those pieces right there.
Yeah. There's a lot of movement in the space, though. So, yep. But, hey, man, we gonna hold it down out here on these streets, man, because we don't fret nothing. We gonna keep them episodes coming, man. Keep pushing out like how we do, man. Keep bringing you those fire ass damn songs on those episodes too, man. Ooh. So looky here, man. Angel, tell them about it.
So I just got through, before we came in here recording, listening to about 80% of the new songs that are gonna be on Mermaid and the Lion season 3, and
fire,
so good. I'm so excited. I'm so honored to be sharing this talent with, oh my gosh. We have some artists that have been on the show before, and we have several new folks that we're going to be introducing. So again, indie supporting indie, and this has been an amazing experience getting to work with these folks and just being able to share their music that we find very dope on the show. So...
yeah, I think that's a huge part too. I feel like that's a huge part that kind of helps with the brand of the Mermaid and the Lion.
Yeah, it's who we are. Music, finding the music that you don't hear on the radio, and now you can fall in love with someone who's quality and not I'm driven by the models that society says is good music, right? You could determine yourself because you like that artist and you get to hear all, there's some great bodies of work.
Even The Forgiven got some dope music. Even
gospel artists.
Even on The Forgiven,
artists.
Man. Your gospel bit is dope, man. Hey, y'all go check that out. Ain't no joke. Go check it out. Some dope stuff.
Agreed. Look, I'm nodding my head. See, that's the
you
thing about
yawning
this.
Yawning.
What?
That's what you were doing.
I know. I did like this
stop.
In the camera. Like, don't tell me to stop. I can't. Dude, it is like 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's not. It's 12. 12 o'clock.
In the morning. It's after midnight.
Come on, man. Let's rock this out, yo.
What do you, you act like I'm trying to lay down a curl.
Let me tell you something.
You act like
yawns,
I don't have energy.
Them yawns are infectious, man.
Well, then let one out.
No.
So they're not infectious then.
Okay. Let's keep going.
So there you go.
And we were 15 minutes in.
Well, there you go.
Real quick.
Well, there you go. So Gazza has been on me about something that he's wanted to do since we've launched the Mermaid and the Lion season one. And I am happy that now I have figured out how to do this thing. And we will be launching playlists for each of the seasons. So be on the lookout within the next, let's say, 10 business days. To get an experience of having a playlist from the music from seasons one and seasons two.
Hey, man, you going to work, you can bump it. You going to the gym, bump it at work. Hey, man, look, fire. Trust me, young. It's definitely a playlist you want to have on you at all times.
Absolutely. And another thing, if you are a member of our Facebook community or if you are on Patreon, you are going to be getting a sneak peek at the season three theme song. So that just the intro portion, we're going to be putting it on Patreon as well as in the Facebook group on tomorrow. So hurry up and join if you're interested in supporting on Patreon.
It's our lowest tier. Lowest tier is like $5 a month, right?
Yeah, five
Good
bucks a month.
God, we're going for cheap.
No.
$5 a month?
Yeah, there's some that have 99 cents a month.
Hey, man, we real cheap over here.
Real cheap would be 99 cents.
Nah, I don't know. That's basically giving shit away.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know you're worth now. I think we're at least worth $5 a month, guys. Right?
That's what Netflix used to be, remember? Remember when Netflix was $5
a month? You just messed me up. You're going to compare me to Netflix now. They're charging $5. You know, them big companies can do that. They could charge like that. They have that to do that.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know. I'm talking about them paying $5 a month, and you're talking about Netflix was paying $5 a month. I'm like, come on, man.
It just made me think about, like, you know, subscribing to
Netflix.
That's
not a good comparison for me right now in this moment.
Well, whatever. Netflix isn't going to give you the intimate experience. Netflix isn't going to connect with you and try to talk to you, and you can't fall in love long-term with Netflix because they are not a human. They are a business,
Netflix is so
corporation.
Big that they can afford to give it to you for $5. I mean, you can afford to give it to everybody for $5.
Well, they don't charge that anymore. That's how much they used to charge when they first
how
came
much
out.
How
much
like $10
$16.99.
Oh, good Lord. Say, we're paying $16 a
yes.
month for Netflix?
Yes.
What? Mm-hmm. How much are you paying for Amazon Prime?
$12.99.
Netflix needs to start bringing out little movies a little faster. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, stop it, Angel. You have that yawn too. You ain't slick. You try to cover it off. You ain't slick.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You're paying $16 for Netflix?
We are. It's all right. It's only how many C4s? It's only 4 or 5 C4s.
Seriously, $5 ain't a lot.
No, I don't think that $5 is a lot, especially for what we're about to bring season 3.
And I'm sorry, man. Look, I appreciate everybody. But you know what? I told you not to say it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and say it if I could.
Part of what we're doing for season 3 is we're going to be cleaning up the feed. And by cleaning up the feed, we're going to be removing all bonus content that is there. So by September 30th, all bonus content will be removed from the feed and will only be available via Patreon.
For our true supporters.
And then everyone is a true supporter. Don't do that.
What do you mean? That's a,
so
you...
someone, just because someone can't pay doesn't mean they're not a true supporter. Some people are really very, very tight in their budget. They're on fixed incomes and stuff like that. And if they can't afford to pay for a Patreon, you cannot say that they're not a true supporter.
That, you know what, Angel? I didn't even really think about it like that. I'm over here looking for the $5 and I didn't even think about it like that. So thank you for putting me back in my place. And that's the thing, guys. You know, it's okay. It's okay. I was wrong. I apologize. I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
I'm sorry. But if you can't afford the $5, you know, you can always just reach out to us. We could work with you. We'll work with you. If you really can't afford it and you really want to get behind and we'll see what's going on, man, we'll work with you. Cause, you know, holler at us. You know, yes. But with definitely all the content is going behind the paywall.
Right. So definitely join the Facebook group, which is free, or join Patreon, because the Facebook group does get some additional perks. And we'll be getting some additional perks that everyone else doesn't get in the course. Patreon is all
Marriage
access.
Exposed. We're getting ready to start bringing Marriage Exposed back. So you guys are going to get an insight of Angel and I's personal kind of conversations. Stuff that gets a little gracious. Bit stuff that gets a little bit touchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what man should be doing, what woman should be doing, and the responsibilities in a household from a husband and a wife. You know, some of the challenges that we go through, mm-hmm. and just this life stuff, man, you're going to get more of that pill back. So if you want to join us on our journey, you know, to figuring shit out, because we still figuring shit out, and we've been married for X amount of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, so and I would say X amount of time again, but, and I think we have a lot that we could offer to people. So yeah. That I think I would agree. Be our value.
I agree as well. Season 3 is about to be a very, very, very fun season for us and for you. So we talked about rotating all the bonus content off by September 30th. Immediately following that, on the day that we launched the trailer, all of the rewinds for each episode will be removed as well. And those will also go behind the paywall for Patreon, and any new rewinds that we record, which we will be recording rewinds weekly for the episodes that we're launching, they will be on Patreon and not available. Only the audio dramas will be on the feed going forward.
And I understand this just very, very clearly. I just want to make this be known. The $5 a month doesn't even all go to me and Angel. It goes mm-hmm. to help support the people who are working with us on the show.
The
voices, the people. We want to be able to get the people back who are offering their music to us. Like, it's not, you know, and, you know,
it helps us make the show better. So no matter what, every dollar that we receive is going back to being invested in Mermaid Lion Entertainment. Because we're not getting enough money to make salaries anyway, so we have to reinvest in the business mm-hmm. so that it can grow and develop and you can get that quality sound that Gaz is talking about for season 3, which is a huge step up from seasons 1 and 2. I listened to season 1 day before yesterday, man. And I can tell the difference is significant.
Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up for them, though, because I don't want you to go into any details.
No, I just said it's significant.
You know how your ears get like, you would start start listening a little closer, and you're like, oh, I see what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
No,
nah.
It's just, you can see our growth, which is also really cool.
Yeah, you're going to see the growth.
So just like the story is growing from the talking phase to the dating
phase.
You're going
to see the growth.
And then now the newlyweds, you're going to see the change and improvement on the sound season over season as well. And we're only going to continue to go up from here or hire someone that we know who is really amazing at it. And he knows who he is.
And if I had to hire somebody, I'm calling it right now. Eric Dizzy, I'm coming for you. Black Widow Podcast, I'm coming for you, buddy.
That's who we want.
That's who I would want to do our audio for us, because he does a fantastic job.
His sound is so clean. He's so talented.
And he got a great respect for the craft. You know?
Yeah.
And I love that. I like people like that, so gotta have that
and
respect.
And there's that, and he supported us from the beginning too.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
He did, like mm-hmm. so.
And but man, we're only going up. Angel and I like to think of us as a power couple.
Well, thanks.
I like to think of us as a power couple. And I ain't just talking about money, even though that's straight, but just in our core values, mm-hmm. where we vision our life to look like, the goals that we've already, you know, the goals that we've already completed and the goals that we have set forward.
So, well, I think that we've given them everything. The playlists are coming for season one and two. The series is definitely moving to be launched in Audio Drama Month, which is October. And we have, again, some crazy promo that's going to be coming out surrounding the launch of the show. So keep your eyes out on that. There will be giveaways. There's going to be videos. It's going to be just downright amazing.
Hey, Matt. And in the meantime, y'all check out The Forgiven. You can go to the website, www.theforgiven.com.
The Forgiven Podcast.
TheForgivenPodcast.com. Go check that out, man. Go check out our other podcast, Stonecrest Weekly. Okay. Hey, look, believe me when I tell you, we may be a part of history in the making. Believe me when I tell you, I am not bullshitting you. Look up Stonecrest. It is 94% black city. It is right now classified as the largest
black city in America.
In the friggin' U.S. And we live right here in the friggin' middle of it, yo. And yes, we have started a podcast out here some months ago, and we're growing fast. So, and we're making, look, go check it out. Go check it out.
We appreciate all of you guys listening. Make sure you follow the Mermaid and the Lion _ to see our posts and everything that's going on. We're posting daily until the launch of the show, which will probably change that frequency. And
oh man,
what's that?
Season three, just the format.
Oh, the format of season three. You guys are going to be so surprised.
I'm so disgusted. It's so good. I'm so disgusted.
It's going to be.
Look.
You're going to be surprised with what we changed.
Let me tell you something, man. In fact, no, I'm talking too much.
Right. You're going to be surprised with what we changed. We're so excited. And we can't wait for the trailer to come. So.
Oma says content on deck, yo. You know how we do it, man. Mermaid Lion, season one, season two. Anybody's been following us and listening to us since then, you know how we throw it down.
So I do want to say, as we get ready to close it out, because I look at how close we are to the time, what I want to call out and say is that the music has been fire since the beginning, and we've had talented people. And one person I want to give a lot of shout out to who showed us so much love because he's so young and so phenomenal. His name is Mar.
Yeah.
And he did our intro song for season two. It's Big called Everything. We got it exclusively. It hasn't even been released yet. So what I want to say is thank you, Mar. Keep shining, young king. And we're going to run that song so everyone can remember how fly
Big up
the
to
Mermaid
Mar, yeah.
and the Lion does it. Here's Mar with Everything. Catch y'all next week.
Mermaid and the Lion.
Baby, you my everything. Just give me time. I've been working on myself lately. I need to grind. I know I've just been selfish, baby. Just give me time. Cause baby, you my everything. Just need the time. Started working on myself, baby. I'm really sorry. You can have all my attention, baby. Don't leave me dry. I love you and I can't help it, baby. Just give me time. Cause baby, you my everything. I need to grind. I know I've just been selfish, baby. Just give me time. Cause baby, you my everything. Just need the time. Started working on myself, baby. I'm really sorry. You can have all my attention, baby. Don't leave me dry. I love you and I can't help it, baby. Just give me time. Cause baby, you my everything. need to grind. I know I just been self-respect. Just give me time. Cause baby, you my everything. Just need the time. Tired of working on myself, baby. I'm really sorry. You can have all my attention, baby. Don't leave me dry. I love you and I can't help it, baby. Just give me time. Cause baby, you my everything. And it's alright, yeah.
Mermaid and the Lion. Mermaid and the Lion.